listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Itter. Doctors have sounded the alarm concerned regional Queenslanders are missing out on necessary and important surgeries. AMA Queensland is convening a new roundtable to examine growing elective surgery waitlists in regional and rural areas like central Queensland. It's as there's been a more than 6% increase in referral demand in the past financial year. In a letter to the organisation, the state's chief medical officer admitted they're aware of the issues, but says real progress is being made to address concerns raised. If you see unleaded petrol for $1.90 or less, the RACQ says you should jump out and fill up. A litre of unleaded will set you back $2.11 in Emerald, $1.96 in Rocky and $1.90 in Gladstone. Spokesperson Dr. Ian Jeffries says despite the feeling that retailers hike their prices over school holidays, petrol costs are pretty fair right now.
Look, $1.90 is unfortunately the new norm in regional Queensland. Looking at where international prices are going, it's unlikely we're going to see petrol prices much lower than $1.90 in the next year or so.
And Aussie farm values continue to rise on the back of higher prices and decent rain in our region. While Ray White has noticed a decline in transaction numbers across the country, it singled out positive sales in North Queensland for driving a national increase of around 4%. The real estate agency expects land values to continue to climb this year, but property sales to remain subdued. In sport, the CQ Capras know they face a tough task tackling the Burleigh Bears this weekend. Our men's side is coming off its first defeat of the season, while the women are still yet to open their account for the year. Adding to the pressure, Sunday's games will be the historic first outing at CQ's new temporary home of league, Rugby Park.